thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
He had a tremendously good idea. We would take a balloon, a hot air balloon, a large balloon, and it would be decorated. And then he could do some incredible stunts, if you will. I'm going to put this badly. That's not the kind of Brinksman I am. But it's sort of like the hamburger ad, where everybody's jumping out of the plane, and this guy and his teacher have a hamburger. And then he says, "Ooh, this is so good. What do these other guys do for fun and excitement?" And she says, "Oh, they jump out of planes." And he says, "Oh, my God, that's stupid." Well, Dorma, you know, just shriveled up and said, "You mean you would get on top of that thing?" "Well, I would put a wire around my ankle, you know, or some incredible thing, or dangle down off of the bottom or something." But everywhere that balloon would go, it would pre-announce Bogreitz, because nobody has ever heard his name. And you could run some pre-runner advertisements in the little ads in the papers. "It's coming on the 12th, or whatever. And those things, those ideas, just have to wither and die, because there's no practical way to get them done. No practical way to get them done. And after you've done it, would he get elected? Not the way they've got it structured, my friends. If he got elected by a 100% sweep, he wouldn't get it. But you've got to have leaders. If this nation is ever reclaimed, ever regains freedom, it will be because of what you do. It isn't so much the importance in your life as to whether or not you get it done. The importance of what you do comes after you. What do you leave? What kind of a legacy do you leave? Your son, your daughter, your grandchild. They do a lot of talking about it. Well, I don't know, God, I wasn't so great up to now. You know, I couldn't even get along and stay married. Well, who does? And you didn't know any better, did you? How could you know better? Already by the generation beyond you, who are in your 60s, it was falling apart. And now those children don't know any better. And everybody thought I was a real sweet wimp. And I got pretty rough. Because, you see, I've entrusted my children into your care. Not just God's children, but ones you're going to have to fly those craft and be the shuttle pilots back and forth between planets in other galaxies. And they're human kids growing up in an educationally deficient world. And there's not one of you parents, no matter how much you love and no matter how much you give, there's only one in this room that has the qualifications to even begin to teach the children what they need to know. And he doesn't know anything really about aeronautics. Well, but I assumed that it would just flow over me and that I'm getting it in my sleep time. No way. I won't say Jose, because that comes back. That's an Eastern term or something. I used as an example the periodic table. Not only do you have to know the periodic table, but you have to know Russell's periodic table to even integrate it. Because the other periodic table, they didn't leave enough numbers for. So no matter what you are getting, you're not getting enough. But I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to make it on social studies, and you're not going to command one of my craft. You're getting what you need at the higher level. But you're going to be functioning in a physical world for quite a while before you're functioning in that etheric world, and that is going to require talent and physical adeptness. If I could put every one of you through astronaut training school, I would do it. Because once a ship is in your atmosphere, you're going to handle it that way. You want magic, and there isn't any magic, and it requires discipline, and it requires whatever is available to you. Well, does that mean that we're all lost and kicked out if we don't do that? Absolutely not. It just means that you're not going to get to serve in the mission that you came to fill. And I don't want anyone weeping and wailing and, well, you told me, because I'm telling you how it is. And I had to make it pretty slippery in the beginning to hold you long enough to get to this kind of a lesson. And, you know, Dorma's not too far from right. She says, well, if you keep going like this, we don't have to worry about too many more lessons. Nobody's going to want to hear from you. Well, no one's ever wanted to hear from me. It's fine in some lovely group where I come and tell you how everything is wonderful. And that's the part of the game I like, too. I like to tell everybody how wonderful it is, because I want to tell you. Wonder doesn't even begin to express it. But you're everyone in this room walking around on two very human legs. Some of the legs aren't too good, are they? Eleanor's hips are bad. Oberly has one knee that is absolutely without surgery now, beyond repair. John has trouble getting around. Leon's back is out a lot. You get to see Elizabeth at the chiropractor more than you get to see me. It's fragile, isn't it? This life. And look what they do to you. You go to the churches trying to make connection with God, only to walk out a little bit boosted from the camaraderie. And blinder than you went in. Because everything that you're given seems to be based on the human experience. And then comes Hatan and says, well, you're going to have to get through this human experience, and you've got to do this and this and this and this to do that. Well, you see, you don't have to. That's the other side of my burden. You don't have to. But you're going to get hungry. And you wouldn't be here if you were not searching for that something greater than this experience. You wouldn't even bother to sit in here, even if you were like the reporter, just, you know, looking for whatever I'm going to slip and say that can be used against us. You are pinned into a finite existence that lasts some 75 years average. This great nation of yours now has infant mortality rate, a child mortality rate, to match the third world countries. How could that be? There are only a couple of countries that can match America for abortions. Does that make you proud? That you have to wipe out life. You literally wipe out life so you can go screw around an evening without responsibility. And the church will tell you that's okay. Pro-life, anti-abortion. God's messenger will stand in a pulpit and tell you, you have a right to choose who lives and who dies. Put a little blood on it. How'd that be? Does it make it right? If it does for you, then I have to say, so be it. That's what you've been taught. Instead of responsibility for self-actions, I will create a crime against God and creation. I wonder if it wouldn't be better to murder the two who created the baby than to murder the baby. Don't you think maybe that would cut down on the overpopulation problem? Let me tell you something. That's what the adversary is going to do. Throw the baby out with the bathwater? Indeed. The baby, the parents, anybody who's around. So the next question always comes, when? Well, when do we have to clean this up? I mean, I really do want to know when that earthquake is coming, because every now and then it's really a pain in the neck to have to put a bungee cord off every time I want a cup of coffee. I'd keep those bungee cords tighter than heck. There isn't one day that goes by that it's not shaking in Yucca Valley. And it's not going to quit, because you see, you don't know who your enemy is. And some of the ones that you think is your enemy are not at all. And some of those CIA operatives are not your enemy, unless you are part of the adversarial team. We have more on our team than you can imagine. It's just keeping them from getting overzealous and doing very foolish things that are equally as ungodly, even though the intent seems different. I'm going to have my freedom if I have to kill you to do it. It really gets to the point where you can admire a good criminal who is honestly a criminal than the sneaky thieves and what they've done to your nations. And then you don't really know God, do you? And you're not ready to hear. I mean, we get really on sloshy, slushy ice when we start talking about God. Because you've been told that those serpent people are out there, and they're going to come get you. They suck blood and everything. Well, I think they come from Orion. Well, I heard that this, that, and the other. And I heard that there are these lizard people, and they're going to come up out of the earth in Area 51. You better believe it. And back in ancient Khazaria, they came to your planet calling themselves serpent people. They took the emblem of the cobra and the serpent and the seven heads of the serpent as an emblem. Even Quetzalcoatl is represented by the highest bird, serpent. And no one will argue with you that these are not basically evil entities. You don't know what you're talking about. Evil is a creation, manufactured entity of man, human. Does that mean that other planets don't have evil? Certainly doesn't. They certainly do. But they're just like you. They cannot get over there to those other planets because they don't ever get past what you are now. This kind of evil presentation is not allowed out in the cosmos. It is not allowed. It just doesn't come out that way. So whatever your problems are, not coming from outer space, they're all here. You just need to know which side you're on. Because as long as you are on the adversary side, I am your worst enemy. That's why I try to get you to see that, and that it is not all right to continue in some of your behaviors, because I will have to make a decision in discernment, ultimately. Not you, me. Well, what makes you so big and mighty? It is my responsibility. Evil will not be brought into the cosmos. The only way it will be brought at all is in a replacement mode. You who have not learned and yet are faced with the probability of losing soul essence and not being able to continue your experience for learning may very well have to be transported and placed somewhere to continue that into security. Because the illusion's going to pop, you see. And manifested energy forms must be accounted for. And much of what you think you are struggling for have bred out soul energy. They are entities experiencing very much like a plant would. You just think it doesn't hurt when you cut off a leaf because it doesn't have the sensitivity that you think you've got in the nerves. But have you ever stepped on a bird's toe? He cries, doesn't he? Cut off a leaf and then do, what do we call it, carillon photography? There will be an energy field around where the leaf was, or the other half of the leaf. Remove a leg for months. The person senses the pain coming from the foot that is not there. The mind is at stake here. And your enemy has learned to control your mind. And we don't get equal chance, you see, because they come and they tell you that is evil. Brainwashing and hypnosis is evil, the church preacher will tell you. Those guys from out in space coming in their pretty silver ships are evil. Oh, who said? Says right here in the Bible. Well, you show me. It also says right there in the Bible about the fiery wheels and the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And I'm not sure that that bunch was worthy of being led anywhere. Because that bunch has led you to this day. Well, God will send us manna from heaven. Do you think you will get it? How many of those Sudanese get it? How many of those Somalians get it? If the thieves get there first. If it comes, I can guarantee you, they will charge you for it. That is something of earth human. Well, does that mean that we're just to not try to make money? No, you have to make money. That is the only way you're going to survive in the humanness. And they're running you right out of it. And they are intentionally doing it. They want every single one of you on welfare. And I want to tell you in this room, if you think that not going on welfare, if you need it, is doing a service to anybody, think again. And remember, unemployment is something you pay for. And if you think that you're going to not get on their rolls, that is BS. You're already on those rolls. Everybody is on the rolls. There are some limited things that you can do to keep some measure of privacy. But if you qualify, you're going to be a whole heck of a lot better off to already be on their roll. And then they don't question you. What is it that you have that you don't have to ask our help? I'm not going to lie to you. Because it's not the way they told you it is. You're already marked. Your problem is surviving within the laws of God. And you can do that, surprisingly enough, right within the laws of man. You're not going to do it when you break the laws of man. But they're evil. So they set up the laws by which you must abide. Now, some clubs get a little more serious. You can pretend you're one of them. Well, I won't cut it, will it? Because if you pretend you're of a highly, 100% satanic group, you're going to have to kill a brother. Now, obviously, this does not bother ones like Bush and Kissinger. But you take the Club of Rome, and you take the Masonic order at the top level, and you break your oath to that club, and your brother's going to kill you. Now, that's all there is to it. So your only way of getting through this is very, very low profile or no profile at all. You just go and do. Well, if they're going to come and take all of our reserves, what good is it do to have them? What else are you going to do? Do like the ones in Florida and sit and wait? Let them send in more troops so that they've got you completely surrounded. And at least you can go over there and eat breakfast, lunch and supper. How long do you think they'll do that? How long do you think those troops can stay in Florida when there are hundreds of thousands dead and homeless in L.A.? and San Francisco and Chicago and New York and Phoenix and Salt Lake. It's going to be a hard go of it, Chilos. Nothing that I wish for or that you wish for will solve it. You're coming out, some of you, the other end of the tunnel already. So you can't change what's been. You can only change what is. And you feel helpless to change. You need some scattered places. Holes in the ground, if you will. Line it with compressed earth. You've got a machine sitting over there, vacant most of the time. You could dry these apples and then suck them into vacuum jars so that the worms can't get in. And bury them somewhere. I don't know what else to tell you to do. There isn't going to be any magic. Those are the things you're going to do if you have anything. And I'm so weary of being the wet blanket. I want to sit up here and tell you about the glory that's after this. Because that's where it's at. In my own growth, I really sometimes want to petition just to take my own ones, just to bring you back. That's my experience, and that's because I get weary of having to be the hard master. You know, there was a time on your place when the Pentecostal preacher got up and he really preached. And he preached on God, hellfire and brimstone. Well, I'm not so sure that he wasn't pretty close to right. It doesn't, you see, it's not like that, because everybody has their choice. Well, I don't believe in the devil and hellfire and brimstone. Why don't you? It's going to look good. You see, this is the place. I can't tell you enough times. This is the manifestation of what hell is. In the absence of God, it's hell on Friday and Saturday nights in Southeast Los Angeles, where the children are out shooting each other for the hell of it. That's hell. God is not there. They don't let God in. Long since have the children not been taught what God is, and they don't have anything to look forward to, either jobs or God. So live or die in the moment. At least it's exciting, and you know you're alive until you die. And if you see that in every rollover program on television, doesn't look so bad. In fact, it's a little exciting, and maybe I could just shoot somebody and then my parents would have to suffer by going to court and worrying about me. Or maybe I'll be the one dead and look, I'll get a nice funeral and everybody will cry and why this was a wonderful child. Just couldn't imagine that happening out of that family. Imagine it. There but for the grace of God go you. there is an all-out effort to bring every man, woman, and child into addiction of some kind. The thrust is to unbalance the beings in the societal structure, the family structure, so that there is so much confusion and frustration and irritation that anything that is offered to alleviate that for a moment will be tried. And then in every substance abuse now, they have integrated substance that is really addictive into it. You have a worse situation where they're now starting to contaminate the water because the enzymes secreted by these toxic little bugs interact with the same thing that is released into the system that causes addiction. You know, why doesn't this cause addiction if this does? Because this one over here, like alcohol, especially laced with cocaine, is going to cause an addiction. And that triggers a mechanism in the body in which things are released. That is what an addiction is. The body needs it. Not just the mind. The body also begins to need it. So they are absolutely sure that you cannot get the substance that counters that. You'll take it off the market. And they will continue to put it in varying amounts until the poor alcoholic is totally addicted and it's death if you withdraw it. And then you build a societal structure with no support, no fundamental system upon which to build. And no matter how badly you didn't want to turn out like your mommy or your daddy, you're going to be exactly like them because that's what you learned to be, whether or not you liked it. And somehow you get through it, so they'll get through it. At some point, they won't get through it. And it's borderline whether even you elderly people here will get through it. They're running this election like you're running your hereafter. Like it's important that they quarrel over whether or not Clinton didn't want to go to Vietnam. Mr. Rooney's right. For goodness sakes, no one in his right mind would want to go off to Vietnam. Just say so. And let's be honest. And then he turns right around and makes his speech about denying a conspiracy in the news media. As if that was absurd. And what do you hear of Bo Bright lately? What do you hear of Randy Weaver? You've got some men being held in prison. They had to charge them with stupid stuff to keep them, and they can't even get out on bail. And they didn't arraign them either within the proper constitutional legal habeas corpus rule of law. How much do you hear about Randy Weaver in the newspaper each day? Well, he'll go away. Well, he's got some brothers. He's not going to let it go away. You have to understand that some things are coming to a head. You're going to have to be prepared. What are you going to do? Or are you just going to get caught in the crossfire? Well, I hope that you ones with a mission of teaching will simply get caught in the crossfire. Pay patriotism and heroism is not necessarily going out there with a phaser gun. If you have nothing upon which to build, after the encounter, what have you accomplished? More clampdown or more freedom? You've got so many aliens in your country now, and yet you have a patriot group ready to go to war. And it's too late. It won't be just the United States involved, you see. That's why Mr. Bush keeps sucking in the foreigners into these camps that you closed. If you needed them for your military, and you've not done anything with your military, and you've not stopped building, and you have not stopped your war machine, and that's all you hear, and war is the only solution out of depression that man has ever known, something's wrong. Well, what's wrong is a total lie. So you have some of those empty bases already outfitted with enemy UN troops. And they're going to wear everything from military government task force insignias to FEMA. That'll confuse you, but not for long. But you've got branches of the CIA against the CIA. You've got branches of the KGB in your nation against communism and your government. But they're basically your friends. So you have the factions on your planet trying to be global rulers that are at each other. And both sides are saying, well, I'm a godly country. God will help us. I doubt God is going to do much to help either one of them. And that may mean that you're on the wrong side. Well, I should be a communist? Oh, I certainly hope not. But you see, I don't care what you call yourself. God reads your heart. What is your intent? And if it is simply to find your physical place in comfort, luxury, and greed, all you've got to look forward to are some more lessons anyway. And he may very well answer your prayer. And you may get it all. You may sit in your marvelous mansion on the hill or the valley or underground, and you may have stores of food, but you may also have contaminated water that if you soak that food, you're going to die. Well, God wouldn't do that. He just answered my prayer and gave me all this other stuff. Yes, he would. He's just answered your prayer. You better start changing your prayers. Oh, well, okay, I'll do that. I'll also pray for good water. And then what are you going to do on that last day? You've worked and worked and worked. And oh my goodness, I didn't make my ascension yet, and I'm down to my last morsel of rice. I know I will now make it right with God. Well, you know, good old God, that's good enough for him. How many of you in this room, without embarrassing anybody, gave whole heaps of money to Mafu and Ramtha and you know, the racehorses. And how many of you just gave and gave and gave until absolutely you don't have anything left to give in a material way to speak of, only to finally find God and your purpose or your mission? It's appalling, isn't it? And I know it's dreary. You don't get to come in here and have dancing girls. I'm sorry about that. You'd think that we could do a little better. The entertainment committee really has been on strike. And it sounds like I don't honor you. Oh, I honor you. I honor every one of you. You struggle through all of those other things. And you'd still be there if something in your soul didn't say it's not quite right. I have to look a little farther. And then I know it's hard. You think you found it. Only to realize that because of legal problems and inability to function in this world and blossom and grow, we still have to wait. We still have to go somewhere else. Michael comes thinking this is the place, only to find that the publisher that he would like to publish his book isn't even here. That one had to leave. Worse, to find that he doesn't have money to publish the book, and neither does the publisher. And we work and work and work, and we put out 40-page liberators that absolutely are incredible. And yet many cannot even afford to purchase them or won't purchase them, whatever, until we can't even make it meet. Still going in the hole. And yet you cannot imagine how many are shared. And even in controversy, it's worthy. It's worthy. Controversy at least calls attention to something. It's disagreeable at the moment. But sometimes the only progress you can make is through the controversy and the confrontation. It did more good what happened on that Idaho mountain at Ruby Creek than all of the testimony that Grice has been able to make in all of his journey. Because, you see, the media had to do something. And they had a blackout on that. And you once forced them to have to at least mention his name. But the moment the arrest took place, the blackout went right back on. And I repeat, if you had watched Larry King's face the night that someone called in, exactly like Grice said, you'll have to just tell them you really do back Larry King. You just want to thank him, and then you get on there, and then you say, well, if they don't want to debate, why don't you get Bo Grice? And whammo, it's off the air. I mean, and neither party even repeated the name. That's how afraid they are of this man. This is how afraid they are of you. And therefore, you have to know in this room, in this seat, Dorma has to know that it could be a lot worse than it is. They don't even pulse her as much. They don't single her out as much as they did. Because if the CIA were going to kill her, they would still be working at it diligently.